Well, scientists around the world say they're concerned about a new COVID variant that carries an extremely high number of mutations. The variant was first spotted in Botswana, where three cases have now been sequenced. Six more have been confirmed in South Africa and one in Hong Kong in a traveller returning from South Africa. The variants are called B.1.1.529, are pretty complicated, but it has 32 mutations in the spike protein, the part of the virus that most vaccines use to prime the immune system against COVID. Professor Salim Abdul Karim is a South African public health medicine specialist, epidemiologist and infectious diseases specialist based in Durban, and we spoke a short time ago.
We have a much clearer understanding now about the way in which variants emerge and how they take a foothold. What we have seen in the last 3 to 4 days in South Africa is a new variant identified barely a few days ago, has now been spreading, and we found it to be the majority of the specimens we collected from one part of South Africa, in the capital city of Pretoria. It's a concern because this virus seems to be spreading rapidly, and it has multiple mutations and characteristics of several of the other variants of concern. So it has some parts of it that look like the beta variant, some parts of it look like the alpha variant, and other parts of it look like the delta variant. So in that respect, it seems to be a variant that has many different characteristics, and so we are quite concerned. It should be pointed out, we don't yet know how this virus behaves. We've only just described it, but we can extrapolate based on what we know some of these mutations do, that this virus is likely to spread quite fast and that it may have at least partial immune escape.
So I note it has already been detected in Botswana and Hong Kong as well. Given what we know so far, and as you say, very early days, do you anticipate this variant spreading to other countries?
We have seen with each of the other variants, if you take the alpha variant that was first described in the UK, you know, within a matter of, you know, 2-3 weeks, it had already spread to, you know, something like 53 different countries. So it is very hard to contain these variants, especially ones that can spread more rapidly. And so what we can expect is that if it turns out that this variant is spreading as rapidly as we have seen over the last few days, it's quite likely that it will take a foothold in many countries and spread more widely.
And as you say, it almost, based on what we know so far, takes different elements from the variants we already know. So once again, early days, but do we have any idea as to whether current vaccines will interact with this variant, the impact the vaccines might have?
So we have no information on that. But based on what we know about some of these mutations, there is a possibility that it may escape some parts of vaccine immunity, but it'll only be partial because the vaccines tend to maintain their protection quite well against severe disease. So we may see a slight increase in milder cases of infection in the vaccinated, but unlikely to be severe forms of the disease. Now, this is just an extrapolation because I don't know, because we haven't actually seen the data yet from this variant.
Professor, we last spoke on the program in February, and at that point, South Africa had almost 1.5 million cases and 46,000 deaths. Can I ask more broadly, how have things been going in terms of the outbreak and I guess as well the vaccine rollout since then?
So South Africa has had a pretty bad second wave driven by the beta variant. And we've had a worse third wave with the Delta variant. The Delta variant tended to be a much larger and longer wave. And it's now estimated that probably somewhere around 2/3 of South Africans have been infected across, you know, the first three waves. So this disease has certainly been widespread. There are just over 3 million reported cases and around close to 100,000 deaths. So there's no question that this pandemic has taken quite a severe toll in South Africa. And this is despite the fact that South Africa acted early and did manage to dampen some of the spread of the virus. At the moment, vaccine rollout has been losing a bit of steam because the initial surge of vaccinees came forward. It's estimated that around 35% of South Africa's population is fully vaccinated in the adults eligible population, and about another 7% have a single dose. So we are around 42% vaccine coverage for at least one dose, which is, you know, significantly below what our target was. The target was to get to 70% or so by the end of this year. I think we'll probably reach around 45% then. So we'll still be behind target. And I think what's likely to happen is as we get into the fourth wave, it'll drive vaccinations because people will be more concerned about risk. And so we'll see a new surge of vaccinations occur. So maybe we might do better with vaccination coverage come the new year.
Joining me a short time ago from Durban, that's Professor Salim Abdul Karim, a South African public health medicine specialist, epidemiologist and infectious diseases specialist.